Proclamation number 7061 of 10th of March, 1958. Soothing immature substances of the body. You humans on Earth still have much of the immature spiritual on and in you. It is your body. As the material cover of your soul. Consisting of spiritual substances which are still in the beginning of their development, thus they still contain much that is contrary to me. And it is your soul. The spiritual substance which shall reach its final maturity. Likewise still immature at the beginning of its embodiment and travels the path of earthly life precisely for the purpose of perfection. The soul's immature potencies are also endangered by the influence of bodily substances, for the former affect the latter in exactly the wrong way, disregarding my will and my order. But the soul nevertheless has help in the spirit slumbering within it. My divine share, which will always try to positively influence the soul. But which influence is stronger is solely decided by the human being's will. Once the spirit has gained great influence on the soul, this influence will also radiate onto the body's spiritual substances, i.e., the soul already has the strength to influence the not yet spiritualized body by determining it to join its striving and, at the same time, to fulfill the spirit's demand together with the soul. But the substances which are still opposed to me revolt against this, often even in such a way that they prevent the bodily functions from carrying out their natural activity. And this then means failure of the body, organic disturbances as well as general weakening. For my adversary has control over those spiritual substances, that which is still completely immature, which he will also keep until the soul has succeeded in bringing these bodily functions to rest as well. For it can do so with the help of the spirit, which supplies it with the strength from me to also master these evil spirits. The nature of the body need not always correspond to the nature of the soul when it is conceived into a body of flesh. The soul can reach maturity more easily, whereas the body needs a longer time until it adapts to the soul's wishes and thus to the spirit in it. But an already more mature soul can achieve this if it continues to maintain the bond with the divine spirit, if it also desires its emanation of strength for the soothing of the bodily substances, which, as likewise spiritual, also need a spiritual influx in order to come into the right order. With a spiritually striving soul, which has already entered into contact with the spirit, Satan only has a small surface to attack in the physical shell, which he therefore also works on unscrupulously. But as soon as the soul allows my spirit to work precisely when it is at work, it will be pushed away because it flees the light which now flows into the soul. And the strength of the spirit can now also be consciously directed to where the adversary has been displaced by the spirit. A body in which my spirit has been allowed to work is always able to repel the adversary, for my spirit is my share and my strength is truly stronger than the opposing force. The human being is never too weak to resist him who uses my spiritual strength. And the adversary will have to withdraw as soon as the body no longer resists the working of my spirit either. For even the immature substances will soon feel the beneficial influence left behind by the working of my spirit, and they will calm down and slowly also enter into the right order. But the human beings will have to become active for this purpose too. Regardless of the physical disturbances he has to open himself for the influx from me, He is to maintain the bond with me in order to prevent my adversary from taking possession of the body. He is to constantly seek refuge with me and you and appeal for the flow of strength from my spirit. He has to let me speak to him myself so that my adversary relinquishes his body because he flees light and my presence. Where I am, he cannot be. So let me constantly be with you and you will present him with the greatest obstacle so that he will no longer be able to harass your body. And the body's spiritual substances will also turn ever more towards my divine ray of love. They will be soothed and soon only fulfill the will of the soul and thus of the spirit. And in such soothed outer shells my adversary will then no longer find entrance, because these, too, can be permeated by my spirit through the human being's free will. Amen.